the discussion here, and certainly I've been part of it and an advocate of it in a way, is that Canada, the U.S. should seek to have a deeper type of integration with more predictable rules.
There is a move toward a North American Union.
This is not a prelude to a North American Union.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership, what some call the North American Union.
It's essentially the centralization of power into fewer hands.
What would be the benefits for creating the equivalent of the euro? And I had the idea, the inspiration to call it the Amero.
The Amero is the proposed new currency for the North American community.
Our country is being defined and shaped by corporations.
And the only people who were invited into the room were the largest CEOs of the largest businesses in the three countries.
They're working with major companies, harmonizing regulations, they say.
The one group that does get a table at the SPP meetings is business leaders. Behind closed doors, they're hatching plans for superhighways, common currencies, customs unions.
And there's not going to be Canada left in the decade to come.
Our economies now are very integrated. Our societies are growing increasingly integrated. What's needed now is a North American idea for all three.
The greatest initiatives have usually originated from some crisis of some sort.
When you have incremental damage and it keeps increasing, you can wake up one morning and realize that something has to be done.
Well, you get political change of fundamental nature of this sort only if you have a real big earth-shaking event.
I think the new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
We need a world of shared global rules, founded on shared global values.
And my hope is that eventually, if there is a major catastrophe, there will be enough people around who will say, well, this may be the time to try out this new idea.
You create the disease in order to offer the cure. It's the Hegelian dialectic.
And they get all the people prepared to make entirely new decisions and think in entirely new ways that facilitate more plans for more control by the people at the top. They create order out of the chaos they create. Because once you centralize power, then you have total control over the people.
I can see an obvious, clear problem with that.
Well, the end game is it's not going to stop at the North American Union. It's going to be one further step along the road to one world government.
One world government?
Yeah.
I personally think it will come. It will come.